According to the Princeton Review, year after year, the hardest college to get accepted to in the U.S. is Harvard. Their SAT score requirements range from 1430 to 1600. Keep in mind that their low score of 1430 already has you in the top 3% in the world, and well, 1600 is perfect. That may explain their 5% approval percentage. At some point, a student must ask themselves, are they interested in investing that much time, effort, and risk necessary to face those standards, much less succeed at them? The theme of this meditation from Luke chapter 6 is about facing high standards. In this case, the highest standard of love and compatibility. Jesus sets a high standard of defining love, a standard even for compatibility as high as it can possibly be set. We will be together for about 15 minutes, so begin your time by letting your eyes move from opened to a soft gaze to now closed. Just settle into a time of divine expectation, a place of wonder, and a moment of love defined by God, Spirit, and Son. Prepare by listening and praying from this passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and respond softly, Heavenly Father, help me meet your standard of love. Don't be hateful to people just because they are hateful to you. But Heavenly Father, help me meet your standard of love. Be good to each other and to everyone else. Heavenly Father, help me meet that standard of love. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Heavenly Father, help me meet your standard for love. Whatever happens, keep thanking God because of Jesus Christ. That is what God wants you to do. So Heavenly Father, help me meet your standard of love. With your eyes remaining softly closed, imagine closing the doors and windows in the room around you and kneeling in secret, transformative prayer. A prayer less on asking and more on reflecting on the radical love of God, Spirit, and Son. This time and place is set apart by God as a holy moment, one for you to concede to God's standard of love. Have you had any unpleasant experiences with love? Do you have any unmet expectations around love? Well, observe those thoughts as they rise for a moment. Notice the feelings without getting pulled into them. Don't notice the people. Notice the emotions. Don't focus, just notice. Don't try to control what comes to mind. Feel no judgment for what the Spirit reveals. Just simply note and sit with the thoughts as they arise. Now, without turning your gaze to the left or to the right, just center ahead on the love of God, Spirit, and Son that's in front of you. As past unpleasant encounters with love come into view, just let them float past. And now, consciously, bring to mind the positive of God's love. Breathe in deep from your belly as you dwell on how you feel, living a life displaying the love of God, meeting that divine standard. Living the love of God can feel fleeting. That's okay. No judgment here. But let drifting thoughts remind you to return to your breathing as you center back on the love of God, Spirit and Son. Focus on your breathing as you take a few moments now to whisper the sacred word, love. Stay with that feeling for the next 30 seconds and relish it while I mind the time. Now listen carefully to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. Rather than listening to the words, experience them. Listen for the experience of divine love from Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 28 from the New International Version. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you, and bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. What did you notice? What do you experience that was positive? Well, silently reflect on that positive feeling for a moment. After that brief pause, what still resonates in your mind? Listen once more as you deepen and lengthen the experience of God's defining love. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you. Stay here longer now, basking in the loving standard revealed to you in this passage. Don't fight against drifting thoughts, but rather center back on your breathing and the love of God. Allow this second expanded divine reading to be about your affections. Do any sensations rise within you as you listen now from the New King James Version? But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. What experiences or memories come to mind from that passage? Well, let your emotions explore the imagery of love and how it takes on physical form in the actions that you take. Thank you. In this third reading, don't hear words, but feel the presence of God's love falling around you, wrapping around you. Be in His presence now in a way that surpasses anything of your creation. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, and bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from the one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you. And from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do also unto them. Resting with your eyes closed softly in imaginative contemplation, sit in the cool grass of a wide open field near the coast of Tyre. The salty sea breeze off the Mediterranean blowing across your face. There is a great crowd of Jesus' followers from Judea and Jerusalem. They are looking for healing and to hear the words of Jesus. Listen to Him speak as He blesses them and then cautions them. And then He sets the standard by which they are to love and who they are to love. Their enemies, those who hate them, curse them, and abuse them. It's a radical message. And God's radical love requires our love towards those who mistreat us. God's radical love extends to all people, even to those who are ungrateful and evil. Our love should reflect the love that He has for us, His often ungrateful and hate-filled children. There is no higher standard. So sit here in the field praying for the courage to reach for that standard, to show the same love towards others that Jesus shows to us. Whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, Heavenly Father, help me meet your standard of love. Let the word love be the sacred word to center and return you to the highest standard of God. Let me pray a prayer of blessing over you now to remember to love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you. May His love be your strength, His standard be your confidence, and His expectation be your aim. And may the peace of Christ be with you now and always. Amen. Have you ever felt hatred or cursing from someone? Of course you have. We all have. But in this moment, turn away from thoughts of reciprocity and revenge, or exchanging hate for hate, and concede to embracing the higher standard of God's love. But remember too, be mindful for self-care. Be cautious before approaching anyone who has abused you. Seek wise counsel first. But consider, who is an enemy that is hardest for you to love? What is a prayer of blessing that you can pray over them that meets the standard of God's love and forgiveness for you? So when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, confess any lowly thoughts of angry revenge and exchange them for higher standards and actions of mercy. For it is then and there you will accept and receive and encounter the true eternal love of God.